Yeah, no, it was, as I said, it's honestly, it's not good enough. It's not. And I just felt all over the pitch. I thought we were second to Everton. Yeah, it's, listen, we need to do better for the goal. But other than that, we didn't create enough chances tonight, especially at home in front of supporters. Yeah, it's not good enough.
I mean, you had the majority of the chances, but they weren't clear-cut chances. They were half chances.
They weren't, and even that, our passing was sloppy, and we weren't winning our tackles, and no, it was just, it's not good enough.
You went in scoreless, obviously, at half-time. You still had the lion's share of chances in the first half, but didn't really make the use of the wind. The wind, the ball seemed to be winning every battle to the end line. No, didn't quite get that.
It can be difficult playing in, but obviously you can. Like, we had some good chances, but we didn't take them. But I think overall, it's no, I don't think it's good enough for the players that we have and the players that we've signed. Is that there's standards at this football club, and those standards haven't been met. That's this week and last week, and that's not good enough, and the players know that. And they said, is that I keep saying to the players, yes, we can give all the information, but once you go on the pitch, I keep saying to them, is that you're in charge of your performance. And tonight we weren't.
It seemed to go back a couple of years, you know, those late goals, often at the end of the first half, often at the end, near the end of a game, and it just was disappointing for the 600 odd who were here this evening to see that again, maybe.
Yeah, it's disappointing for the fans, it's disappointing for everybody connected with the football club. The game goes on 96-97 minutes, you know, we have to, but I just, overall is that, I didn't think we looked like scoring. I didn't, as I said, they had probably chance in the first half and chance in the second half, and they score. I think we need to do better. But I keep saying overall, it's not good enough.
So back to basics, is it? You'll obviously meet before next weekend's home game.
It's back to basics, like, but it comes back to, like, okay, yeah, I take responsibility. Yeah, listen, I picked a team and all that kind of stuff. But players go on the pitch is that they've got a job to do, and it's whether they want to do it or not. Do you get me? So as you said, I seen tonight, I seen players not fighting enough. And I can't accept that.
Would you have been prompted into making a change earlier than the one where Luke came on for Daniel, based on your feedback on the performances?
Yeah, well, listen, we could have changed the system, but yeah, no, listen, we brought on, obviously, Brozzi, we brought on Luke. Yeah, but listen, yeah. There wasn't, as I said, Luke was unlucky with the last one. He nearly nicked him, but I didn't think tonight we weren't at it.
You had a new captain tonight. Killian wore the armband. Is that the way it's going to be going forward?
Yep, it is. Yep.
How was that announced, or what way was that? We didn't expect that ourselves tonight.
It's announced between ourselves. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Is it fair to say you've brought in a lot of new signings, and this may take a little bit more time for them to kind of gel and get to know each other?
I'm not having that. No, I'm not having that. That's an excuse. No, these players, great players that I brought in, have won this division. Have played in the Premier Division. I'm not having that. No, I'm not having any excuses. Team that we picked tonight needs to do a lot better. As I said, that no, I'm not having any excuses.
Is there anything you can take from tonight into next week? Finally, I suppose yesterday Keane Bargary was announced. How far away is he from maybe a match day squad?
I don't know. Maybe a week or two. We'll just have to see. He was in yesterday. He was doing a bit of running and all that kind of stuff. I'll have to wait and see. I'm not too sure on that.
And just on tonight's, Daniel Okwute came off. It seemed to be a wrist injury, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see what it's like tomorrow.
I take it you're happy with them in training, that they've been.
We weren't training. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always keep pushing them. But yeah, it's we want more. Like, you know, so as I said, that yeah, training is one thing, and a game is a totally different thing. You can be the best player in training, come Friday night, and you just doesn't happen. So
what's the remedy?
Listen, we keep at it. But listen, there's standards at this football club, and listen, if you don't meet the standards, you don't play.
Just on Ryan Killer, you've mentioned previously he's going to be back in March. Is it early March, late March to be decided?
He'll be back in training, full contact on Monday. So I would imagine, just see how he goes. He's doing really, really well. And he's done an awful lot of work, to be fair. So he's back in Monday with the group training, full contact. And we'll just take it from there. It could be a few weeks, I don't know. We'll just have to, he's been out a long time. So we just have to just be careful with him. But he's not too far away.